Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you moving, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program they've worked on, which caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, Aligning with Your Own Knowing, comes from the audio program How to Be a Holy Rascal, a magical mystery tour to liberate your deepest wisdom, access radical compassion, and set yourself free, with Rami Shapiro. Mitchell Clute, a producer at Sounds True, was with Rascally Rami in the Sounds True studio for this recording. Here's what Mitchell had to say about this week's producer's pick.
Beginning with a quote from the Buddha, "Don't believe anything secondhand," Rami leads the listeners on an endlessly surprising exploration of what it means to hear your own guidance, to see the truth and the shadow in your own traditions, myths, and stories, to live fully in this very moment without a destination, and to embrace all of life with its grace and its sorrows. If everything is God happening, what could it even mean to turn away? "What is helpful to you and others," Rami says, "in this alone believe, and with this alone align your life." And he goes on to explain how to do exactly this, delivering a message that embodies the attributes of the Holy Rascal: edgy and gentle, personal and universal, hilarious and deadly serious. The questions, stories, practices, and explorations that make up How to Be a Holy Rascal will give you a whole new view of yourself, your world, and your God.
You can download this entire program, How to Be a Holy Rascal, at SoundsTrue.com. And now, our producer's pick, Aligning with Your Own Knowing, with Rami Shapiro.
"2,500 years ago, the Indian sage Siddhartha Gautama revealed the heart of what it is to be a holy rascal. The Buddha said, 'Don't believe anything secondhand. Don't believe anything because it's written in ancient books. Don't believe anything because everyone knows it's true. Don't believe anything because the sages proclaim it. Don't believe anything because of habit. Don't believe anything arising in your own mind, mistaking imagination for truth. Don't believe anything on the authority of your guru or priest. What you yourself intuit is true, what you experience and see for yourself, what is helpful to you and others, in this alone believe, and with this alone align your life.' That really is what we are about as holy rascals. We're interested in ancient books. We're interested in what everyone knows is true. We're interested in what gurus say and rabbis say and imams say and priests and pastors say. We're interested in what all these different teachers have to say. But when it comes to what is true, we want to see it for ourselves. We want to test it for ourselves. And the thing with religion is it is testable. People say, 'No, you have to take this on faith.' I don't even know what that means, to take it on faith. I like to see the evidence. And where some will say there is no evidence, I would disagree. I think the evidence can be discerned from the practices. And that's why much of what we'll be doing in these sessions is not simply exploring ideas, but sharing practices. Because the practices, they're not idols, they're not ends in and of themselves. They're means toward an end, but the practices will take you to the end. And that's what I want to talk about here. What is this end? What is a holy rascal pointing toward? What are we trying to achieve? But let me take the word holy and rascal a little bit and parse it for you. Because sometimes people hear the word rascal and they get put off. And that's part of the idea. I mean, you take holy and you take rascal and you put them together and you go, wait a minute, that juxtaposition shouldn't happen. But we're making it happen, and that's where the energy is. You know, an ordinary rascal puts people down. Holy rascals lift people up. An ordinary rascal makes fun of religion. A holy rascal has fun with religion. An ordinary rascal oftentimes despairs of meaning A holy rascal is a meaning maker. An ordinary rascal disrupts community, and a holy rascal transforms community. We are not about destruction for destruction's sake. We are about creative destruction in order to remove what is fixed, that what is new and fluid and fresh can arrive. So when it comes to religions, this is how I understand them. I look at religion the way I look at languages. No language is true or false. No religion is true or false. Languages are created by human beings as a way of articulating what they understand life to be about. Religions are created by human beings for the same purpose, to create meaning, to demonstrate what life is all about. There are some languages that are better at some tasks than others. I've been told that German, for example, is very good when it comes to philosophy, but not so good, or at least not as good as French, let's say, when it comes to love poetry. Doesn't mean that German is right or French is right, or German is wrong and French is wrong. It means that different languages have different strengths. There are some things you can say in one language that you really can't say in another language. And there are some things that you can say more effectively in one language than you can in another language. But again, it doesn't mean you want to limit yourself to one language. In fact, the more fluent you are in a variety of languages, the more nuanced your understanding of life is, the more capable you are of making meaning. So that's really what we want to do with the holy rascal idea, is we want to look at religion as language and learn as many of the religious languages as we can, and to read them as poetry, not as prose. And I think that's what the Buddha was getting at when he said, don't believe anything that you haven't explored for yourself. But it does put the onus on you. You have to do the exploring. You have to do the practices. You can't say that a religion is true or false if you haven't practiced that religion. Now, I'm not going to claim that I am an expert in the world's religions, that I've practiced all the practices and all the various traditions of the world, and that I can say, oh, this is true and this is not. But I have had the privilege of being with people who have devoted their lives to specific religions, and they found what I find in my own exploration. And when they speak to me of what they find, and they use the language of the religion poetically rather than prosaically, we discover together that we've both found the same thing.